As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music.
Get inside access with interviews featuring this year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our Best of the Year list. And the best part? You can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months.
For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand, and ad-free, plus top ad-free podcasts, including the Consequence Annual Report podcast.
Even better, every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month.
Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS. Consequence Podcast Network.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
We have to talk about these photos we got of Jin for him in Vogue Japan.
Oh my God.
I mean, his face is always giving, always, always giving. But these photos are just incredible. We, going into research, we were like, Jin really works the color brown. Like, he looks so good in brown.
It's really his color. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that's not something that you say about most people, but this cover photo of him in like the full brown like utility suit and he's standing in this beautiful like Japanese garden. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It's just so stunning. It's like he looks like the king of an empire, like, but he's just standing there in like a brown utility suit, but he literally looks so just like rich and like luxurious and oh my God, like incredible. It just makes all of his features pop in the right way.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. And the pose is everything.
The pose, yeah. There's also him in this yellow outfit too, that he just looks so, so stunning. I love the cover where he's like blowing a bubble with some bubble gum.
Yeah.
Super cute. And the gum is yellow too. So it's just, I love the aesthetics of it. But
it's very cutesy. Like, he's wearing shorts in that too. Uh-huh. Like, I just think it makes it look a little bit more adorable.
Yeah. Very cute.
But then he smacks us in the face with like the photos in the black outfit where he's wearing like this deep cut like cardigan. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, he's wearing like a literal fucking collar around his neck with like a leash. I saw a lot of Army talking about like there's photos of him like holding the leash away, like being
oh my gosh.
Yeah, like be kinkier. Oh my God.
Gucci. It's a Gucci collar and leash,
like that. Gucci, what are you doing?
Yeah
Man, I love all the photos that he gave us here for this Vogue spread. He just looks incredible.
Perfect timing for him to be in Vogue Japan when he's about to come out with this new album, Happy.
Yes. And the article was really great too. He just talked about how much he loves ARMY, how much he, you know, his main goal is to make us happy. Mm-hmm. And he just like loves to laugh. And it was just all things that were very Jin, very like things that we know and love
things
about
him. Things we know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're so excited to, you know, get more from him as we progress through all of his promos.
Yeah, lots of Jin content ahead.
Lots of Jin content. On that note, welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right, today we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we are going to be talking all about I'll Be There, which is Jin's new single track that is going to be on Happy. But this was like the pre-release.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about the lyrics. We're going to talk about the production, the music video. And then also he did like a promo with Dobie.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also a live performance too. So we're going to get into all of that.
Yes. But before we get too far into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. And oh my gosh, we are back with the Iconic Hangouts next week, as long as you're listening to this on time. But you'll see our posts about it on social media as mm-hmm. well. But on November 11th, Monday, November 11th, we're going to be back with an Iconic Hangout for those of you subscribed to our Patreon. You can find the link on Patreon if you're a $5 a month or up subscriber. That'll be, again, on Monday, November 11th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are so excited to see you, Iconics, again face-to-face and to catch up.
Yeah, we miss you all.
We miss you so much.
It's been so long, it feels like. Yeah. So excited to hang out with you all at the Iconic Hangout next week, November 11th.
Yes, we'll see you then.
Thank you all for being here and for your support and, of course, for listening. So let's talk about some background and just like promotion information around I'll Be There. So it was released on October 25th with a music video, subsequent live clips, and alternate videos were also released afterwards. So there were promotional photos that were released on Weverse, and they've also been using the 4ARMY channel from BTS.BigHitOfficial on Instagram to post a whole bunch of more promotional photos and videos, along with Wooteo, mm-hmm. which is like that little astronaut guy
character
yeah. that Jin, I think, worked on too for when they came out with the astronaut.
Right.
So it's just interesting to see Jin's astronaut character and like these Instagram pages that we haven't seen in a while, like being so active right now during his comeback.
Yeah, it's really cute. Like they'll take one of his promo pictures, like maybe a promo photo from the Dolby video, mm-hmm. and then they'll insert like a cute little picture of Wooteo in there.
Yeah.
And it's like, of course, Jin has RJ with BT21, but it's like Wooteo is like his solo work mascot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just cute to see like the extra promo with that and just to see that beloved character from the astronaut coming back for these promos.
Yeah, very cute.
Yes. So let's go ahead and talk about the vibe and the production of this song. So this song was produced by P-Dog, Evan, and Ghost Loop. And these are names that we know very, very well. Like P-Dog, we have said so many times, is like the sound of BTS, along mm-hmm. with obviously RM and Yoongi. But like P-Dog is like one of their main producers of all time.
Yeah.
We really love and respect the music that he's given us.
Yeah,
since the beginning. It was written by Max, which we know very well. You know, like Blueberry Eyes Max, Burn It Max. Ah, so good.
Yeah.
Also, Jin wrote on this song along with Ghost Loop, Evan, Martin Mazaroff, and Cho Young Kyung. So a good group of people, a small group of people, which typically we really like to see. Like the smaller, the better for our team. We are going to be a little bit critical of this song, though.
Yeah.
Just because the sounds of it, it just sounds a bit more commercial, I think, than what we were expecting from Jin.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like something that like we've heard before and not something super, super original as far as like the vibe and the overall sound goes. It feels like something that, I mean, it's very like lighthearted and that's what it has going for it for sure.
Yeah.
It feels like something that could play during like a love story montage during like a K-drama, mm-hmm. a really good rom-com, you know, like that blissful scene where everything's going right, you know?
Yeah.
So it can give like that happiness vibe, which I think works with his overall album theme.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it kind of gives me like a little bit of like cheesiness, corniness vibes. Like it's not my absolute favorite on the first few listens.
Yeah. It wasn't my absolute favorite either. And I think it really, that falling in love montage of a K-drama that is more maybe comical or very, very lighthearted.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it can maybe come off just maybe a little cheesy. But like overall, it's not a bad song. I can't say it's a bad song. It's just, like you were saying, a little bit more commercial,
mm-hmm.
just not just not as original as like we were maybe expecting. Like maybe we kind of had super high expectations for this song.
I mean, it's BTS. It's Jin. Like, of course we're going to have high expectations. Yeah. So, yeah.
The other thing is we kept seeing that this song was inspired by the rockabilly genre, which is a genre coming from the 1950s that blended blues and what became classic rock. So like think Elvis Presley. So there is a live band sound. There's drums, guitar, bass, keyboard, which I can appreciate the live instrumental sounds in this. But it really doesn't give like full rock genre or even like full rockabilly.
Yeah.
If you really go and listen to rockabilly, it really leans more pop and really kind of a generic pop.
Very commercial pop. Yeah. Like very, I mean, I don't want to say that's like what's like department store pop, you know, but it feels like something that can be easily playing like in the background, like nothing that you're going to think too hard about, you know? And I just think that
it's not a bad song.
It's not bad, but it makes us want more.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
It makes us want more. Yeah.
For sure.
Like there's nothing to get like super excited about, I feel like, with this song.
Yeah.
I know that sounds terrible. I hate saying that.
I
know.
I mean, it's not a good feeling.
No.
It's not a good feeling when we listen to something from BTS, especially something from Jin, and he's coming back with his first solo album, and for us to feel this way about the song like is not an easy feeling. And it's not something that like we approach lightly at all. I feel like we've really given the song a really fair shake at this point. We've listened to it numerous times. We've watched all of the videos available for it, and like now, you know, like I can see it's a bit of an earworm. It could get stuck in your head. You could like enjoy it more than maybe like the first couple listens through, at least me personally. But still, like I still do feel like it's that commercial sound. It does leave me wanting a bit more. A positive note for it is like we love the bridge. Like when the bridge comes through in the song, it slows it down a little bit, and his vocals the whole song are obviously incredible. It's Kim Seok Jin. Like he has
the vocals are what make the song.
The vocals are absolutely what makes the song. And especially in the bridge, like where it slows down and we get to hear that lower, like that rich register from him. Like it's just like, oh, that's him. That's Jin. You know, like this is why we love him. And I also feel like a reason why we're being a bit more critical of this song is because we're coming off of The Astronaut. Like The Astronaut set such high expectations. Like it was an incredible song production wise start to finish. Jin's vocals incredible,
fully on display, taking advantage of his vocals.
Exactly.
Yeah, like when you have a vocalist like Jin, you really can get so creative and have so much fun with those higher notes and just the belting, the passion.
And we barely, I mean, we really don't even get like the belting in this song at all. And then also just like just the lyrics too. The lyrics in The Astronaut, there was so much to dig
into.
The message.
The music video.
The music video was incredible.
All of those little Easter eggs in the music video, like getting to really dive in and have so much fun. Like this is a part of just the fandom, and what we love to do is picking apart those little messages that are so subtle throughout like music videos and stuff like that. And so, we'll get into the music video.
Yeah, but like
here in
as
a moment,
RM has said many times, like K-pop is not just the sound. It's the sound. It's the music video. It's the production. It's the lyrics. Like it's all
it's
these
the choreo.
Things. It's the choreo. Yeah. Right. Choreo, video, you know, sound. And all these things have to work together, and they all have to be amazing for you to feel like that's a great K-pop song. And unfortunately, just in these couple categories, it just feels like it's falling short for us. But like when we think about songs from Jin, we think about The Astronaut, we think about Moon, we think about Awake and Epiphany. And we just know what he is capable of, and this song just doesn't reflect Jin to us completely. Besides just like the happiness that he wants to bring ARMY. You know,
like I think seeing him perform it live, or especially in the Dolby music video that he put out, you can see more of like his joy when he's performing the song. But other than that, I just feel like the song isn't super reflective of him as a member as much as like The Astronaut and Moon and Awake and Epiphany, you know, like I just felt like all of the other members, all of their albums, their solo albums really reflect them as individuals so, so much that I just feel that maybe this song is a bit underwhelming for Jin.
Right.
And we're just really hoping that with Happy that we get more
like, substance.
I feel that we will.
We have to just because this is like the pre-release track. Maybe it's just supposed to like kind of lead us into the whole album, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like I think about like even not even thinking about the other Rap Lines album, but like the vocalist albums, Golden, Layover, Face and Muse, like all of those albums are really, really good and definitely reflect their individuality and have their own unique sound and style that like really is geared towards that individual member. And I'm just hoping that we can really see that more with Jin. I think that's what we're really excited about and for a Jin solo album.
Right. I don't think I'll Be There is a total miss when it comes to reflecting Jin. It's just not quite it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like barely off for me. But yeah, for this being his first song back after coming back from the military, again, a little underwhelming, right? Yeah, I think, like, why didn't they, like, connect the astronaut somehow, you know, where he's coming back? It just, it is what it is. But like I said, it's not a bad song. It's not a bad song. It's just not, like...
It just didn't meet our expectations, you know, of what we were hoping for or what we know Jin can do or like P-Dog can do.
Right.
Like this is, it's phoning it in a little bit.
I think so. Yeah. So, but maybe this isn't meant to be like the big main hit of the album.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not the hit track, right? It's the pre-release track. We still have five other songs coming that we, you know, are very excited about. Like, you guys heard us talk about the track list last week and, like, really speculate what it was going to be, what was going to come out of it. And, you know, so this song could just be like a, hey, like, I'm so happy to be here. I'll always be here for you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's really just supposed to be more lighthearted and we're taking it too seriously.
Yeah, I agree.
It's totally fair assessment at the same time. As women, our hormones fluctuate all the time. We can feel the difference as we move through our monthly cycle, and we know how it feels when something is off. Hormone imbalance can be so difficult to deal with.
So difficult. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones.
They do, but the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore. Because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages.
Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life.
That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages who are struggling with life-disrupting symptoms such as irritability and moodiness or uncontrollable cravings, hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low mood, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, the occasional bloating and gas, and having no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code STANDBTS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code STANDBTS for 15% off today.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With all of that, let's go ahead and get into the lyrics. So just like we'll talk deeply more about some of the lyrics, but just overall, they do seem very thematically BTS, very much all about Jin wanting to show his love for ARMY and his dedication to his fans and wanting to bring all of us happiness. He really talked about that in the Vogue Japan article as well. Like that's really a big goal of his right now. And he's always so good at doing that. So it makes sense that that's something that he would want to dive into with this album. He's always been like that comic relief of the group, that jokester, that like lighthearted guy who just really doesn't take anything too seriously. And that's something we definitely love about him. So that's definitely coming through here in these lyrics as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just to get into verse one, he says, "All these busy people, how does anyone get by in this tough world? Giving something greater than just the little things, that's what I live for." And so he's here acknowledging like life can be tough sometimes, and this song you can use to bring you joy. Like, you know, just be a little bit lighthearted, like, you know, just try to work through that by just letting go a little bit. And, you know, he wants to remind us, like, I don't want you to just appreciate the little things, but to have also something bigger and better and greater to be excited about. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we kind of get bogged down in life and you're like, well, I can just like be happy about this one little thing. And he's like reminding us, hey, there's a lot of big, good things to be happy about too.
Yeah.
Like Jen's return from the military.
Right. You know? Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. In the chorus, he says, "I will be there forever. I'll stay the same. I'll be there for you. I swear that I will always sing for you. And it just is really him renewing the promise of his return, that he promises he'll always be around to sing and perform for us, and the implication that BTS will be there too.
Right.
You know? So it's just like very reassuring of, I'll be here, don't you worry, I'll stay the same. You know, he's here for ARMY. That's really what, it's just a lot of reassurance and it feels good to
and,
hear it.
Yeah. And then this chorus like thematically is like very good at like a return from military song. Like, yeah, hey, I'm back. I'll always be here for you. Like, I'm so excited to sing for you and perform for you. Like, that's what brings me joy. And I just want to make you happy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the second verse, it kind of is really reflecting a lot of what the first verse is saying, but he says, just smile, that's it, so everyone can feel it. Smile bright, we can all be happy. It don't matter the time, it don't matter the place. Take the ordinary, make it extraordinary. So I love just the mentioning of smile and smiling bright, because I feel like Jen has such a bright, memorable smile, and you know, it's hard not to smile when he's smiling at you, of course. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like thematically the overall message of this album being happy, I feel that this is really setting the stage for happy and like the themes of happy.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like maybe he isn't going to just be giving us the ordinary. Maybe it is like this album is going to be extraordinary. And I'm hoping for that.
Right. Yeah, I love that. This is just that. A little preview of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also it seems like he's giving us like, you have the power to be happy too. Like, mm-hmm, to even take in the ordinary to make it extraordinary.
Right. Like you don't need me to be happy, but you can find that power within yourself,
right,
too.
Right.
Which is really nice. And then of course the bridge that we love, he says, when you feel down, when you feel alone, when you need someone to lean on, I'll be there for you. And this is just like, again, like, we just love this. It's giving like classic BTS reassurance. You know, it's giving Magic Shop. It's like,
yes,
hey, we're walking alongside you when you ever need, you know, to find that happiness or to, you know, break out of whatever's keeping you down. Like, just listen to our music and you'll be okay. Mm-hmm. And so it just really does give that like that final reminder and reassurance here towards the end of the song. And then, yeah, of course, he rounds it out with the chorus and post-chorus one more time, which, mm-hmm, is a nice way to end it.
It is, yeah. Kind of wraps it all up.
Yeah. So I do like the lyrics. I think they're like simple, but also it's the pre-release track. Like, mm-hmm, maybe it's just like you were saying, supposed to kind of like activate us for the happiness, yeah, of the overall album and kind of like begin like leading us into those themes of the rest of his album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about all of the different videos that went along with this song release. So, of course, first, the music video was released along with the song. We also got a live video clip, which is him performing it live with the band, and then the Dolby Atmos like collaboration video as, yeah, well. So let's first talk about the music video. So in this music video, I think that if this music video was not the video, maybe we would like feel better about the song originally.
Initial thoughts. Yeah, initial impression of the album or the
song.
Initial impression of the song would maybe be different if we had seen the Dolby video
and
before
not,
the, yeah, actual music video.
Because I watched this video and I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Like, what's going on? Like, what's the story? This all just seems like random things like thrown together. And maybe that's too harsh, but it's just like,
there is no story.
There's no story. So here's like what the set is. So Jin is like with a band standing underneath like a large bridge. It's giving like that big bridge that they like are at during like the Grease like racing in the Grease movie. Mm-hmm. Again, there's like not really a storyline, but like here's what we kind of see happening. So there's a food truck behind him and like some kids are kind of on the side skateboarding, and Jin with his band, it seems like they're kind of like busking, you know, like they're out on the streets. They're going to play a song for anyone who's walking by. Mm-hmm. And as he begins to busk, people start to take interest. Like the food truck patrons start to vibe along. The kids on the skateboards pull up to listen. They sit on their skateboards and listen. You know, by the end of the song, by the bridge of the song at least, there's a decent crowd that's like watching and dancing and being happy alongside of him. And it's a little bit of like a block party vibe. We also notice that like as we get to that point of the song, like there's like chalk art on the ground, like hopscotch and like other yeah. kind of designs around. And it kind of like made us feel like this intended audience was maybe for a bit of a younger crowd, like because of like mm-hmm. the hopscotch and like the young kids on skateboards that you see very early in the video. Like maybe it's supposed to be appealing to a younger audience and not as much of a older or more mature audience. And yeah. maybe that's why we didn't like really click with it or vibe with it super hard at the beginning.
Yeah. But there's that really old man who gets out of the car.
That's true.
Who looks like Clint Eastwood. Like, I just don't understand. Like, that guy, I really thought it was Clint Eastwood. I'm like, is that a celebrity? just an old man. But his, like, hat falls, like, flies off his head.
Right. And a lot of the taco truck patrons are, like, middle-aged older, people, yeah. like, grabbing tacos or whatever and just yeah. kind of bopping along with it, too. Yeah.
I guess if there is a storyline, it really is just, like, honing in on the message of the song lyrically yeah. that he's there singing for these people and everyone just seems so happy. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of like celebratory items around. There's confetti. There's like this inflatable tube man, which again, I just am like, what is so random to me? But like this inflatable tube man, it makes me think of like car sales, like car lots yeah. selling cars. Yeah. But anyways, there's these balloons all around. So very celebratory, very, very happy. Lots of people of different ages, different races, mm-hmm. different genders. And the last time we saw a video like this, it's really like taking us back to Permission to Dance. Like it's kind of triggering a little bit for us.
It's like the only comparable thing that we have of like how we felt after we watched it for the first time. Like yeah. what is going on here?
There are the armies who love Permission to Dance. And then there are the armies who are like, when Permission to Dance came out, there were a lot of armies who were like, wait, what? You mm-hmm. know? And we were kind of more in that category.
We were 100% in that category.
That was kind of a tough time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it just seemed a little generic. Like the music video seemed just kind of, I don't know, nothing like super interesting, I should say.
Yeah, and just like the various elements of it, like I mean, I'll just skip ahead a little bit, but uh-huh. like the vibe of the song, super happy, super poppy, super upbeat, and then Jin himself is in like this kind of grungy like rocker, like giving a little bit 90s rock aesthetic yeah. with like fake facial piercings and like flannel and like a mullet, and it just like doesn't fit. Like I just don't understand his aesthetic with yeah. paired with the aesthetic of the whole song,
the
and music
celebratory
video.
Bright colors,
yeah,
you know, ice cream, coffee from a food truck, like right. it didn't really fit his aesthetic. You're right, like it just seemed a little mismatchy. Mm-hmm. But we ended up looking at just like who was the production and videography for Permission to Dance, and it's Lupin's and Mother, and they also did this music video. Mm-hmm. So like we can't really say that it's fully on Hybe or whatever, other than they just keep working.
I mean, they hired them.
They
but
keep working with Lupin's and Mother, and I just were like, no.
It just
don't
really
do that. Do work with someone else. Like, no. Whoever is doing Augustie's music videos and whoever is doing Namjoon's videos.
I'll say for sure, I want to say that we saw Lupin's come up for, like 3D or 7, you know, like it's not an unfamiliar name. So like we've seen it again, but just like this particular production team, the way that they work together, it just felt very random shit thrown together. Like who came up with this music video concept and why was it like pushed through? And also, I mean, we were reflecting on this yesterday. All of this probably happened very fast. He just got out of the military this summer, you know, like right before their anniversary. So like what, he was recording these songs, recording these songs, recording the music videos, like in a very short amount of time. There probably just wasn't a lot of time to like maybe come up with something better. Or more like thought out. But I would say like, I would wait another month or two for a better whole complete project to be put out.
Right.
Because immediately, like, I mean, when we've been listening to the song so much during research, the song has grown on me quite a bit. Like, again, it's more of an earworm. It's a little bit more catchy. I don't dislike it as much, you know, like I probably won't like go out of my way to go listen to it a ton. But like, I think my initial thing that really turned me off from it was this music video. Because I finished watching this music video and I was just confused. Like, what is this aesthetic? What is this vibe? Like, it just didn't match. It didn't work. It was like really off-putting.
I agree with you. No real, we're so used to concepts, like having a strong concept, and not really understanding
the, I think you're so on point with that, is like it does not bring the whole concept together. Like if this is going to be your pre-release track for the album Happy, then you really need to deliver that concept Happy. But instead Jin was serving like Jungkook 3D along like with his aesthetic, along with like this super happy background vibe and like chaos going on.
The like cheek piercing, like cheekbone piercing, and the grungy look, and then also
the tattered clothing.
The tattered clothing, and then going to do like a rock guitar kind of motion, like very Elvis Presley looking.
Right. But that's like the one rockabilly thing. And that's the only rockabilly thing. They were like, it's rockabilly.
Right.
Right.
In a live band, I guess. I don't know. But I everything else around him though is like, what is going on? Food truck, the tube, the inflatable tube man. I'm sorry, who put that in there? I just cannot with that.
And also like I get confetti, but like why is there trash all over the place by the end of it too? Like it just like, I don't know, it just really didn't do it for me. It really
didn't. And again, like you were saying, it could have just been he just got out of the military, time crunch. Surely there's another music video coming down the road for us. We know that for the hit track.
For sure.
So all of their energy is probably more focused on that.
I would agree. Yeah. And HYBE is like, hey, we have a bottom line. Let's start making money off of Jin and BTS again. For sure. But yeah, I mean, it could have been better. And maybe if the music video itself were better, like we wouldn't have felt so critical of the song initially after listening to it.
But his visuals are amazing.
He does look really fucking good.
That's the best part of the music video, there's is like, his looks.
Oh, the slow-mo shots of him. Like, those are the best parts. He just looks so good, super hot. Like,
I love when he does the air guitar, like Elvis Presley motion, that his flannel comes off his shoulder. You know, like we get some good delts going on. I love the color of his hair, this like burgundy reddish, like
looks so good on him.
It looks amazing.
I mean, Jin is always perfect, like no critiques for Jin himself. Like maybe he can't help what's going on in the rest of the music video. Well, maybe it wasn't his decision. He was the one who wrote the concept or whatever. Or
he showed up for filming.
He was like, okay, this is what it is.
But
you know, we do really love the live clip video that they released a couple days afterwards, because Jin's live vocals are so incredible. And to hear the live vocals with the live band and like just his delivery in person, like direct to camera, without all of like the busyness going on of like that music video is so much better. And like he really gets into
it. You feel his mark on the song finally. I feel like the music video, you don't really feel Jin's mark and presence I as agree. Much. Yeah.
Yeah. He's delivering it, but it doesn't feel like it's Jin, you yeah. know, whereas like in The Astronaut, like that's Jin, you know? Yeah.
So you had such high emotion with that. Totally. You know? But you see his charm show more here in the live clip.
I agree. Yeah. He gets into it. He gives us his facial expressions. He's happy. He's smiling. He's winking at us. He's, you know, spreading his arms out. He's like belting it out later.
He belts. Oh, yeah.
It's everything.
Yeah. The ad-libs too are what really make it. The ad-libs in this version is just like you hear these harmonies, like he's not singing just like the typical chord progression that they have. And so, yes, love. I love the aesthetics in this too. Like this has a little bit more of a concept. The room that he's in gives me just like a little bit of epiphany, like the room's yeah. an epiphany. You see the live band, the pink microphone. Could we get any more Jin?
I mean, I love to see him back with the pink microphone, the pink in ears. Like this is Kim Seok Jin that we know from tour, from yes. every, you know, live performance.
He does a little finger gun at us.
Oh, like, so cute.
Cute. Yes, like I can get on board.
I was totally on board with watching this live video clip.
Yeah.
I mean, and also we couldn't help but notice watching the video, the most replayed parts by far of this video are of the bridge and for the last like 45 seconds of yes. the song. Because that's when he's belting it out.
That's when the camera's low and then all of a sudden raises up above his head and he like looks up at us. Oh, it's just heavenly.
Stunning. Yes. He looks so good. He just absolutely wrecks in that.
Yeah. And then at the very end, it's cool because that room that he's in, you find out like the camera zooms out and the walls fall down and he's actually outside in this like nature, like forest kind of area in the field.
Gorgeous. An unexpected ending.
Yeah, unexpected. Very cool. Very cool how they did that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Feels like he could be with us anywhere, you know, like he's here in this room and we could be like out in nature listening to the song and like feel the happiness that the song is delivering.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Love Jin More Dolby Atmos. So this was a promotion for Dolby Atmos. And this video, we kind of wish would have been the actual music video. Truthfully.
Yeah.
Like, we just think the aesthetics are better. There's a little bit more going on. And there's a little bit more of a storyline here.
Yeah.
So the video is supposed to be that this girl, like, it starts off with this girl, like, on a subway or a bus or something. And she is listening to I'll Be There on her phone. And you see her click to hit play and you can see like the Dolby, like Dolby is what she's listening through and it has such a clear sound because this is what Dolby is all about, such a clear sound that she is transported to a live stage with Jin. Like she's in the room of Jin performing the song.
It's like
live.
A set of a music video recording.
So immersed. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, if you actually go and watch this video and you look at the views, it has just as much, if not more, views than the actual music
like
video.
As of recording, it was like less than a million views behind. And I bet it's going to surpass it because it truly is like it's better.
It's just the aesthetics are better.
Yeah.
And I think Jin is just a little bit more, I don't know, like active, like plays a bigger role.
He plays a bigger role. He seems more into it. Like, you know, in the original music video, like we don't get much of like the facial expressions or like really like his character coming through, like his personality. Yeah. But in this video.
I just feel like that's so important. I agree. So important. Otherwise you don't feel like attachment to the artist.
And you don't feel like it's authentic and genuine, which is like what BTS are all about.
Yeah.
And
like what we love about Jungkook 7 is like the quirkiness, cuteness that he portrays. Like we're like, oh, that's Jeon Jungkook.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Exactly. And this music video with Dolby gives Jin and his personality way more space and time to shine. Like, you know, it really does have a storyline like Bethany was talking about. And yeah, his aesthetics are amazing and like way better here. Like the video doesn't feel like thrown together. There's a lot of like great colors, like the blues and the purples feel very BTS ARMY, you know? And then like, like, we see his cuteness, we see his silliness. He winks at us. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, he laughs with the girl that is listening, like when she's like sucked into viewing it off stage, you know, like he goes back and like sits, like he's reviewing the tapes of the video, and he like turns and laughs with them.
Oh, that laugh that he does. Like, that's the laugh that he does with the BTS members.
It's amazing. Yeah. He smiles directly at us into camera, which like we do not get in the original music video at all. We see that little eyebrow quirk from him that we fall for every time.
I know.
And he just genuinely seems like he's having such a good time. And even, why is there choreo in this video and there's like no fucking choreo in the original music video?
That was really shocking. Is at the very end of this video, you see him dancing with the other cast members.
It's like, and he's in like an airport scene. Like, yeah. Especially it feels like reunification. Like, yeah. It's like, hey, I'm out of the military now. It's like where people reunite all the time at the airport. There's all these people around and they're dancing and he's like pointing at them. And you know, like it's very cute. Yeah. It's very simple choreo, but it's really cute. And also he's wearing like, I want to say it's like a pink fuzzy sweater during that too. Like his aesthetics here, the clothing that he's wearing matches the sound of the song so much more. I mean, it's just, I really, really love this. Like,
I love this. Yeah.
Yeah. I was telling you earlier before recording, I was like, if this were the original music video for the song, I probably would have liked it a lot more right off the bat. Like, would have had way more inclination, would have been way less critical of it because, like, again, that music video was so off-putting that I could probably overlook a bit of the more generic commercial sound of the song because the music video delivers more authentically Jin.
Yeah.
But this unfortunately was not the original music video.
Right. Yeah. I'm 100% with you. I think that the music video for I'll Be There was a little off-putting at the beginning. And if this Dolby video ended up being the actual music video, I think we wouldn't have been so turned off at the start.
Hit again,
like you were saying, all like the wink, everything, those little just mannerisms that are Jin. Like, we just see that and we're like, that's so Jin. It's the Jin that we get to see when all of the BTS members are goofing around, like in the soup or whatnot. That's what we live for. Again, you were like, who is the audience intended for the music video I'll Be There versus who is the audience intended for here in this Dolby promotion? Like, it feels a little bit more for ARMY, a little bit more special.
That girl who gets sucked into this from listening through the Dolby, you know, like, that's ARMY right there.
That's,
you know,
a better,
she's representing us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, not these kids on the skateboard
Clint
or these older people getting tacos, you know?
Not to,
like,
say that there isn't old men out there listening to BTS, but
there are, for sure. But, you know, it's just not their core audience.
Right,
and
exactly.
When you're coming back from service and it's your first song, your first serious track, okay, not counting Super Tuna extended version that's being released, like, I feel like you really want your core audience to feel identified with the song. And you also want to give your genuine, authentic self so we can be like, oh, there you are. I've missed you.
Yeah.
And yeah, so with this, at least with this Dolby promotion, we're getting that a bit more.
Purple. We're getting the looks. Also, I just felt like the stage that he's performing on in this song, for some reason, really reminded me of the, like, cage stage that BTS perform in for Idol and the Idol music video. I was like, whoa, I'm taken there right now. Mm-hmm. Also, like, even the room that he's in, like, the background of the sky reminds me a little bit of, like, J-Hope's Daydream.
100%.
You know, I love those connections. And you just, like, see other, like, BTS. You're reminded of other BTS music videos or whatever. Like, love it. Love it.
It feels way more him. It feels way more them. And also, like, in the best way, you can see that Jin looks a little bit older since, like, the last time we saw him. Mm-hmm. And he looks so fucking handsome.
So handsome, always.
Oh my gosh.
Always.
Like, this photo you have up right now of him, like, looking, like, from the side and
turning
his head.
It's during the bridge. It's
during the bridge. Of course it's during the bridge because the bridge is immaculate and perfect. And so is he.
It's like, also, okay, it's giving boy in love a little bit.
Oh my God, yes. With,
like, with his head against the wall, like, he's got his back up against the wall and he's, like, resting his head back. It just reminds me of the locker scene when he looks over at the girl. Like,
oh my
I don't
God.
Know. Like, I just... Mm.
Classic gin.
Classic gin.
Like, yes, this is everything we needed. And I also have a bit of a conspiracy, which is that HYBE is like, they're like trying to make money wherever they can. So we're like, we're going to put out one music video. It's going to be whatever. People will watch it no matter what, right? The original music video.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to get paid double and make double the ad revenue, double the promotional revenue by doing this partnership with Dolby and putting out an even better video, a way better video that then we'll get equal, if not more views and make all of that revenue, you know, twofold. Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why not. Like, I don't see why sounds, not. I mean, he could just do a whatever video for Dolby and we would never actually go and watch it because we don't feel like really inclined to.
Exactly.
Like we would with the actual music video.
Right. But instead we sought it out because we were like, ooh, what is this? This is something else. Mm-hmm. And like, it was.
We like this even more.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wishing that the original video gave us what this Dolby promotion does. And I'm just going to like mentally in my mind, like gaslight myself to thinking that this is the original. Like this is the one that it should be. Yeah.
But we're still supporting. We still do like the song and we like this video. I think it was just the initial music video was like kind of triggering.
Yes, I think that's what it was. It was PTD triggering and we were just like, we can't do this again. We can't do that. Yeah.
And like we said earlier, we just we're coming off the Astronaut and Moon and Epiphany and
And we know what Jin is capable of. We know what these producers that he's working with are capable of.
Yeah.
And like, I was even thinking like, okay, Jin is not one of the members that was super hands-on with like any writing or production historically with BTS, but like neither was Jimin. And Jimin gave us like really great albums with Face and with Muse and like, you know, was able to share his perspective, was able to put out really excellent songs that definitely like exceeded expectations in multiple different categories, you know. There's no reason why Jin can't deliver the same thing.
Yeah.
And so when we felt initially that this song fell a little bit short with that production of being just more commercial and generic, and then the original, the official music video also giving that just kind of like lacking the character of who Jin is, it was kind of hard to deal with initially.
Yeah. But as always, like, it's really grown on us, you know.
How could it not? It's BTS.
Yeah.
It's Kim Seok Jin.
Right. So overall thoughts, we're hoping that we get more from the whole album coming out on the 15th, and I'm sure we will. We are still so looking forward to it. I'm just so happy that Jin is getting an album. He deserves it.
Yes, for sure. And we really like, it was really hard to go in to record this, especially starting the episode with being so harsh and so critical. We don't want to be. It doesn't
critical.
Make us happy to be this way, but we do have to be honest and share our honest thoughts. So these are what they are, and it is what it is. The delivery was not our cup of tea, didn't meet our personal expectations, but you know, again, we could say like maybe we're taking this song too seriously, maybe it's just supposed to be more lighthearted, you know, and carefree and, you know, simple to introduce the album. But for us, like it being his first serious work after the military, like we just wanted something a little bit more.
And I think we'll get more.
Yeah,
we're gonna get
I think
more.
We'll get more with the album, and we're still, like Bethany said, really, really looking forward to that whole album.
Yeah. So we are excited to see how his personal sound and message is carried in with Happy as a whole.
Yeah. We know it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So you could agree with us about this song. You could totally disagree with us about this song, and that is okay.
Yeah.
Like, we are all lovers of BTS, of Jin, and we just want to consume all of their music and all of their content and just have a great time doing it. So if you really did not feel the same way about, about this song that we did, that's totally okay.
Yeah.
And we're sorry if we hurt your feelings about with our critiques, but we had to be honest.
It's subjective.
Music. All music and art is subjective, and, you know, this is what we do. So again, we're hopeful for what else is to come, and we appreciate you listening through this episode regardless of how you feel about it and for considering our perspectives as well. We do really want to say thank you for listening. Thanks for joining us. We really hope to see you guys at the Iconic Hangout on Monday the 11th.
Woo!
Cannot wait to see you again. And we want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially those VIP Iconics: Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so much for all of your your extra support. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our previous episodes, please let us know by writing a rating, a review, wherever you listen. And of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.